So we start our constructive rest today by stopping whatever we were doing before to be here now, to take this time for ourselves, to sort of acknowledge that you're really giving yourself a gift right now. The gift of being a little bit more in the realm of being than doing. So I invite you to explore, keeping your eyes open, at least for a little bit. There will be one particular part of today's session where being able to use your eyes will be especially helpful. But you do what's right for you. So to help get yourself here now, notice your contact with the surface that you are resting on. So if you're on the floor, if you're lying down, you may notice the contact that your head is making, the back of your head is making with its support, the back of your shoulder blades, the back of your rib cage, the back of your pelvis. Notice that contact with the floor. These are all your weight bearing points of contact. You can notice the soles of your feet, or if you're resting your legs over something, you can notice that contact. You can notice the weight going through and the contact of the upper arms and elbows. So just taking note of those points and know that you are physically supported. Really acknowledge that. The ground is beneath you, supporting you. Then think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. From there, expand your awareness out into the space around you. You can just know that there is space above you and below you. There's space in front of you and behind you. There's space to either side of you. And there's space around you in every other direction in between. Know that you are in the center of your own space. And think to yourself, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. So just do a little scan of yourself right now without taking too much time about it, and just see what you notice about yourself. And if you notice anything as usually pops up, it's something, you know, a little bit of tightness, tension, maybe a bit of pain, itchy, something, you know, a little uncomfortable. If you notice anything like that, just acknowledge it. You don't have to try and change anything about it. There's nothing for you to have to fix or do, or a certain way that you have to be right now. And of course, if you realize you'd be more comfortable by moving, you are free to do so now or any time during the session. So now do another little scan of yourself. And this time I want you to ask yourself, where do I notice a little bit of ease? Where do I notice that feels a little bit more comfortable than maybe what I noticed before? Maybe it feels a little less tight, a little more at ease. Ask yourself, where do I notice a little bit of ease? And you can think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. I'm free to notice any ease that is inside me or outside of me. So for today's constructive rest, we're going to bring our awareness onto our different senses, the traditional five senses, you know, sight, sound, touch, taste, hearing. Oh, I said that one. Smell. That was the other one. And we're going to go through them and pay a little bit more attention on those things. So we'll start with our sense of touch. You already sort of played with that a little bit as you noticed your contact with the surface supporting you. But you might ask yourself right now, what am I touching? That's a little bit different. What am I touching? And what is touching you? The two-way process. So if I notice that I'm touching my shirt, you could also say that my shirt is touching me. What might you notice? Maybe there's a texture you can sense, a temperature. What are you noticing through your sense of touch right now? Think to yourself, I am free to touch. We'll move on to our sense of sight. So if you have closed your eyes, this might be a good time to just open them at least temporarily. What can you perceive with your eyes right now? Maybe you don't want to move at all. What can you see right from where you are right now? What is in front of you? What do you perceive on the periphery? What's in your peripheral vision? And you can also think of this sense, as with all our senses, as having a two-way quality to it. But what, it's not just going out and what kind of sights can I grab with my eyes? It's what's coming to me. What am I receiving through my sense of vision? What am I perceiving? Notice, and maybe you notice something that you hadn't noticed before or paid attention to for a long while. Maybe there's something new about what you see and perceive right now. Maybe not. And think to yourself, I am free to see. Let's move on now to hearing. And I'll allow a few pauses where I stop talking to allow you to not just receive my words, but maybe notice and perceive any other sounds in your environment. Ask yourself, what can I hear right now? Maybe you notice sounds that are within the room that you are in. Maybe there's sounds that come from further afield, at different parts of the building, from outside. Let's take another moment or two and ask yourself, what sounds am I receiving? What am I perceiving through my sense of hearing? And think to yourself, I am free to hear. Now to our sense of smell. Is there any smell that you can detect right now? anything that you hadn't noticed before and now that you can detect. Maybe if you want to move, you could bring your hands up in front of your face. Maybe there's something you can detect from them. What do you perceive through your sense of smell? And you can think to yourself, I am free to smell. And last of all, let's go to our sense of taste. So you might, I'm presuming you're not eating right now, but you could ask yourself, is there a residual taste of something in my mouth right now? Is there something you can detect? What do you notice? Is there something that you perceive through your sense of taste? Some quality, perhaps. Think to yourself, I am free to taste. Use my sense of taste. You could think to yourself, I am free to perceive with all my senses. Now let's just take a little imaginary journey into those five sort of traditional senses. And I invite you to imagine, visualize a lemon in front of you. It's a beautiful lemon, ripe, just gorgeous. So you're seeing the lemon. You can see the color, the shape, the detail. Imagine it, take it all in. And now imagine that you pick it up, you touch the lemon. You can feel the weight, you can maybe feel a bit of give to the fruit, to the body of the lemon. You can sense its texture. What can you feel with your sense of touch as you imagine this lemon? And now I want you to imagine you put this lemon on a board and you cut it in half. What do you hear as it slices open? Sound of the knife, anything else too? Now bring that lemon close to you, close to your nose. Imagine yourself smelling that fresh, juicy lemon. What that brings to you. Now imagine, put a little slice of that lemon on your tongue. Imagine that sense that you feel as you taste that sweet, tart, juicy lemon. Can you imagine it? And how does it make you feel? So now just think to yourself, I am free to notice. I'm free to feel. I am free to experience and enjoy all my senses. I'm free to receive. I'm open to receiving sensory input. I'm free to perceive with all my senses, and I'm free to enjoy all my senses. And as we start to wind down, now just come to your breath, just briefly. Just noticing the air going in and out through your nose, that ongoing movement of your breath. There's nothing for you to change about it, but just to notice and appreciate it. And think to yourself, my body is free to breathe. And I am free to notice ease. I'm free to receive the support of the ground. I'm free to be aware of the space all around me. I'm free to enjoy all my senses. I'm free to perceive. I am free to notice. I am free to notice ease. I am free.